All right, on the injury report, Bryce Callahan, quad, did not participate. Sherrick McManus, concussion, did not participate. Alshon Jeffrey, illness, calf, did not participate. Zach Miller, rib, was limited. Pernell McPhee, knee, was limited. Will Sutton, knee, was limited. Tracy Porter, knee, or ankle, was limited. Any questions?
Was it the illness with Jeffrey specifically that kept him out of practice today?
Yes, yes, he was sick, much like Zach was yesterday.
John, what's your experience been getting to know Kyle Long and the type of guy he is, the player he is?
You know, I think, really the whole football team, you know, is building those relationships. I think, Kyle proved early on, even watching tape, that he was a very, very good player. And, he was unselfish in the fact that he moved from guard to tackle, which, you know, anytime you're in a team setting, you appreciate that. And I think he's performed at a very high level. He probably didn't have his best game a week ago, he'd tell you that. But, you know, if you haven't been beaten this league, you haven't played. So he's a guy we have high expectations for, and whether it's the rest of the season or further.
John, do you think right tackle is a long-term home for Kyle? Is it hard to say?
You know, I think, like every one of these seasons, you know, they take on their own personality. Things happen. You adjust. You change. I think he's a tremendous offensive lineman, regardless of where you line him up. I think other than center, he'd be, pretty special at all of them. So I'd hate to try to predict where he'll end up, but I know right now he best helps us at right tackle.
If there was going to be another change, would you hope to do it a little bit earlier than maybe it, took place this past season?
Yeah, I think in an ideal world, it doesn't work that way very often, that it lines up just right and you get to make changes and don't have to adjust ever again, but I don't know how realistic that is.
John, I realize you're in the middle of coaching your team right now, but is this movie Concussion on your radar at all?
I don't get much social life during this time of year. I'm aware, obviously, concussions and, player safety have been a big, big, big part of the National Football League. I think, we've gained a lot of expertise since when I played and early on in coaching. So, I'm a little bit familiar with that. I can't give you a whole lot of detail other than, it's something that we take very serious. I know I personally take very serious, whether it's our players or my own children or whoever, but like everything, we're learning as we move along.
Do you think you'll see the movie?
I don't know when I'm going to find time, to be honest with you. If it hits Comcast or cable or something, I might catch it.
Is it something you will address with your players? Encourage?
I think our guys have been educated tremendous. I don't know that a movie is really going to help them that much, other than the storyline. I think our guys are very well educated already.
What's the biggest thing you've gotten out of Jarvis this season?
Jarvis has been a pleasant surprise. I mean, obviously we signed him, in the offseason, and watched him on tape, familiar with his career. But I think he's been a good addition for our football team.
In your experience, when those guys come in on one-year proven deals, how can you tap into that to sort of use that to...
I don't know that we get much into the business side. It's one of my more least enjoyable parts of this job. I'd prefer coaching guys, but those part of the decisions you make. And, I just care if guys are competitive and, compete on a daily basis. We try to build that culture here, and he's fit into that very, very nicely.
What surprised you most about him when you said play?
Just production, his ability to learn. He competes, and I think he's, improved us defensively along the way.
What's the next step for Kyle Fuller?
Next step, getting ready for our opponent.
As far as his overall
game? Just improvement. I think, I don't know, there's a guy out there that, is as good as he'll ever going to be. At least I hope they don't think that way. So just like everybody else on the team, look for him to improve.
Would you look at the Bears team as a team that needs to build to beat Packers team or Vikings? Who right now...
It's hard to say, Peggy. I think really at the end of the day, you want to win your division. And, we played, four games in our division so far. We're 1-3. We have two more of our opponents in the division still left on the schedule. So that's part of the carrot out there is to get more competitive in our division. And, you know, that will be no different this year, the rest of this year, or next year.